Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
So we tracked down a specialist, Dr. Alan Miko, neurotology at Northwestern Medicine. And neurotology is a subspecialty of like your local ENT, right, Doc?
That is correct. So this is a subspecialty that specializes in disorders of the ear, which include hearing imbalance.
I can't believe the amount of people who shared their stories with me. So I go to a concert Wednesday night. I wake up Saturday morning. I'm in the restroom and I feel like I'm in a 5-gallon bucket of water. I can't stand. So I used the wall to slide down, waited like 20 minutes, crawled to the hotel bed, was almost late to work. And it just got worse on Friday. Saturday, I went to a walk-in. He prescribed meclizine and an antibiotic and said, you have BPPV, start doing your Epley maneuvers. I feel much better. Can you tell everybody what this is and what causes it and what BPPV stands for?
So BPPV stands for benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. And it's exactly that. It's a benign form of vertigo that gives you this wave or blast of paroxysm of vertigo when you change positions. And so classically, patients will say that they were getting up out of bed, or they rolled over in bed, or they were bending over, and all of a sudden they got this intense vertigo. And then, you know, typically the intense spinning lasts for about anywhere from 30 seconds to about a minute and a half. And then you sort of feel a little dazed, and then it tends to clear up. But the problem is it can keep happening every time you move your head.
Yeah, and that's what happened. And a lot of people are telling me, like, I felt nauseous, but a lot of people said they were seriously vomiting.
Well, so anytime you have vertigo, that can trigger vomiting. That's a fairly normal response. There's a center in your brainstem that can be irritated. That same thing can happen, for instance, when you're on a roller coaster or on a cruise ship. But what happens in positional vertigo is that there are two balance organs within the inner ear that use little crystals that move around to tell your brain where your head's at. And unfortunately, they can break off and they get into your balance canals. And your balance canals tell your brain which way your head's moving so that as you move your head from side to side, your eyes keep up. That's how we track. But if you have these crystals in there and you roll over in bed, instead of having just fluid, which is normally in those canals, you have these crystals tumbling through, and it takes, like I said, a minute and a half, but the whole time they're moving, you're spinning because the brain thinks you're moving when you're not.
Right. And I was looking in a mirror trying to, you know, because I'm in the bathroom, like, am I moving? What is happening here? The ER doc said he sees clusters, like he had seen 10 patients in the past 5 days. He's like, I don't know if it's the moon phase or what it is. I mean, our bodies are made of water. What do you think about that? Or is it more environmental, like something with pollen or allergies, or do we not know?
So about 50% of the time that this happens to patients, it's spontaneous. It just unfortunately happens. It's more common in people once we get past our mid-50s. But about 25% of the people can have an episode after having any upper respiratory issue, for instance, a cold or flu or even an allergy attack. So it just seems to correlate with that in some patients.
So one of the members on my team here, their daughter had something similar, but because of her age, she thought maybe it wouldn't be BPPV. Obviously, I am over 55, and that's what the doctor said. God, we hate hearing that, Doc. Well, you know, it happens to people over 55. Can it happen at any age, or is it predominantly people in mid to late life?
It can happen pretty much at any age, but predominantly with younger patients, it tends to come on usually after, like I said, a bad upper respiratory infection, or more commonly what we see in younger people is some sort of trauma. So they fall, or they're in some sort of contact sport, hit their head, fall skiing, for instance, and then it knocks the crystals off, and then they get this type of vertigo.
And because I shared my diagnosis on the air and said it was meclizine and he put me on an antibiotic, everyone was obsessed. Why didn't my doctor put me on an antibiotic? But he believes that maybe I had an inner ear infection or because of my allergies, I had something that I didn't notice but would have affected this. So antibiotic is not a treatment for everyone. Is that correct?
That's correct. If there's no other associated bacterial infection like an ear infection or a sinus infection that we can see or document, no. But the meclizine is a vestibular suppressant, so that helps to sort of block the signal from getting to your brain so that you don't spin.
I can't tell you how many people, because I honestly thought for a minute I was having a stroke, not that I would even know, but as I was on the bathroom floor, I tried to smile, I counted backwards, I lifted my hand. But many people who texted me thought it was the same thing, and some had gone to the ER or even called an ambulance. Is that something that people believe is happening when they have this sensation?
So in reality, there are only really two things that cause acute vertigo. That's either an inner ear problem, and there's various types of things in the inner ear that can cause vertigo, or that indeed you are having a stroke. So if it goes on and it prolongs, and of course, if you have some of those other things with, you know, the speech and so forth, definitely a lot of people do end up in the emergency room and they end up getting a CAT scan of the brain to make sure they see no evidence of any type of bleeding or hemorrhage around the brain.
And then many times they're sent to a physical therapist, right, to do these Epley maneuvers. I was just told to Google it and do it at home, but they help, right?
So what these are, Epley is the name of one of the physicians that described this. And basically we refer to it as canalith, which means the little stones in the canal, repositioning. So yes, there are some exercises you can do at home or you can attempt to do this at home. But a lot of times we do send people to a physical therapist to have this maneuver done.
Quite a few people were saying, I suffered it while dealing with long COVID or I had COVID. Is it a side effect of COVID?
No. Once again, I think it's probably more along the lines that positional vertigo is commonly associated with some sort of upper respiratory infection.
Okay. Nothing to prevent it. Likelihood of it coming back? Does it happen again in the future?
So unfortunately, I have to tell you that once you have this, you are more likely to get it again than a person to get it for the first time. So what happens is that the crystals do make their way back where they're supposed to be and the body absorbs them. But what this tells us is that the attachment of the crystals have gotten a little weak. So yes, people are more likely to get it again. So it could happen again.
Would it have anything to do with my hearing loss? I do wear hearing aids.
No, in general, positional vertigo is a bit more common in patients with any other ear problem, whether it's a hearing loss or a history of ear infections or any other disorder of the ear. We do see it commonly associated slightly more in those patients.
So interesting, as so many people are texting right now that have experienced it, people who had it in their 20s and they're having it in their 60s. So we appreciate everything you've shared with us.
Well, you're welcome.